A short figure in the darkness ran out and darted down the street.
Stop!
The figure gave a flick of his head at the sound of the marshal's voice, but continued running. Marshal Spencer gave chase to the man, first taking a few steps on the boardwalk and to glance off between the buildings to see what looked like a woman slumped on the ground, her back up against the wall of the Eagle. Edward continued on and noticed that the figure ahead appeared to have a ponytail, swinging as he ran. The figure was approaching the corner that hinged on the side street leading to the Chinese section of town. Once in that section, Edward was sure to lose the running figure. Marshal Spencer slowed to draw his Colt Peacemaker and shouted out one of the few phrases he had queried the younger Ye brother about a few nights before. The figure didn't break stride as he went to turn the corner. The marshal stopped in the street and fired. The bullet hit the departing figure and turned him slightly, causing the runner to lose his balance and fall. The runner was almost immediately up and running around the corner, disappearing from view. No sooner had Edward started running in pursuit again than he heard something from around the corner.
Hey, stop!
Marshal Spencer rounded the corner to find a man sprawled on the ground. He slowed and stopped, keeping his Colt trained on the prone figure.
Don't move!
Spencer took a couple of cautious steps toward the body before it raised its head and hands.
Marshal, don't shoot! It's Joe Griffin!
People started coming around the corner, and in the half-light, Edward saw the terrified face of Joseph Griffin. He holstered his Colt and reached out to his deputy.
What happened, Griffin?
Well, I was just, walking.
Joseph, I know why you were here. Bah Ye, just tell me about the runner.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard a scream and came out from over that away.
Griffin pointed between two buildings with signs bearing Chinese characters.
I told Miss Bai to go home and then heard some shouting, something in Chinese, I think. Then I saw a man get winged, get up, and I tried to slow him down. I figured he was hurt. Think he was Chinese. It was kind of dark and all.
Griffin's face fell, and he shook his head slightly.
Well, even winged, that Chinaman ran like an untamed horse. He shoved me with his good shoulder, I guess, and we both went down. Knocked me flat. He was up and off down towards the Chinese settlement area just before he came around the corner.
Damn it! This is gonna be trouble.
Edward's eyes looked down to a spot on the ground just past where Griffin had fallen. Spencer walked over to a dark spot on the ground and, with his back to Griffin, reached and picked up something from the street. It was a hat, like the one he'd seen Mr. Lee and the manager of his store wearing, a black satin beanie. But this one was different.
Son of a bitch.
Marshal?
Edward immediately stuffed the article into an inside pocket of his coat before turning back to Griffin.
You didn't see his face?
No. There was light from the torches on Main Street, but they were behind him. Couldn't rightly see.
No!
Come on.
Marshal, don't you want to try and chase the Chinaman?
Griffin, two things. Whoever I shot is not in any building down this street. And he's not Chinese.